This here is the Big Kahuna, and I hit dingers, and you're listening to the Fantasy Blink. Well, it almost rhymed.
Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Friday, January 19th, episode number 717. We're going old school today. Yeah, that's right, because I'm home and I'm sitting in the car warming things up and, you know, recording on the old phone instead of over the computer. So if it sounds a little different, sounds a little better, sounds a little worse, that's why. We got things going on. We got starting actually yesterday during the school day at about 1 o'clock, some fun stuff started falling out of the sky. The temperature started dropping. We looked like we were on our way out of this. Things were warming up, things were melting off, and then I looked and it was 37 degrees, and then an hour later, it was 24 degrees and had dropped significantly. Freezing rain falling from the sky. All the schools canceled all of the nighttime events and all that good stuff. And we just knew it. We just knew it. There would be no school today because along with that, it was still freezing raining when I went to bed last night. And not anymore. It's done now, but our temperature's not getting, we knew it wasn't coming up, wasn't supposed to get out of the 20s again today. So, yep, they called her off. No school today. So got to sleep in a little bit, made some breakfast, watching some TV, just relaxing. And here I am at 11:20 Pacific time, finally getting this recorded. And I probably wouldn't have recorded at all if it weren't for my manager texting me, pestering me, demanding that I record an episode today because he wants an update. Yes, he does. He wants an update. We have a Trey, my manager, apparently. We're in a playoff challenge. Let's see. There are 11 of us. And your quest was to pick a quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a flex, and a kicker. And you could only pick one guy, and it had to be that guy for each position for the entire playoffs. We used DraftKings scoring, and whoever has the most points at the end is crowned the champion in that, which is probably not going to be me. Probably not. Made a couple wrong choices there along with a few others, but he did all of the calculating yesterday, got everybody's wild card scores in place and ready to go. So we have to go over all of those scores. So let's see. I didn't put it in order of who was in the lead, but I can do that. I can kind of work this out. In last place right now is Tommy. I don't know any of these guys, by the way. It's all, it's just myself and Trey and nine of Trey's buddies. So, so Tommy is in last place right now. He is sitting at 23.5 points. Sorry, I don't have all the details of who they took or how many they lost in that first round. But there were 8 guys total. And so I will give you at the end of each one, I'll give you how many guys they have left that are still active for the rest of the playoffs, or at least through Saturday and Sunday. And we could lose a bunch more there. So Tommy's in last place, 23.5 points. He has 6 guys left though. So he lost 2 guys in the first round and he has 6 guys left. So sitting there at 23.5 in second to last, so this would be 10th place. 10th place, and bear with me, I'm looking at this as we go. So 10th place is going to be Matt. Matt is at 39.7 points. He also has six guys remaining alive. So looking okay for Matt. Still a lot of opportunity there. In ninth place looks like it's, here we go, 51.8 points in ninth is going to be Tyler. Well, look at this one though. Tyler in the driver's seat, 51.8 points, but he's got all eight guys still on the board. So he's going to be earning points big time this week. Not sure who all he has, but yeah. So he must have had some Lions in there, might have had some Buffalo Bills in there, maybe some Chiefs, hard to say, but he is looking good. 51.8 points in ninth place, but eight guys left. Looking good there, Tyler. How about the next one is going to be, looks like Eric. Eric is going to be in eighth place. He is at 56.7 points, and Eric's got seven guys left, so he's also looking good. Going to be battling there with Tyler. Depending on how the games go this week, he could get these guys could get a bunch of guys through to the semifinals. So, wow, Eric and Tyler looking good, even though they're in eighth and ninth place. Nothing to worry about there. In seventh place, looks like Trey is in seventh place. He's at 59.4 points. He lost a couple guys. He's down to six, but still looking pretty good. Looking pretty good at six guys remaining there, 59.4. Okay, going into the next one, looks like, jumping up a little bit here, Logan. Logan is at 72.5. He's in sixth place, 72.5, and he only has four guys left. Four guys left for Logan there. And we've got yours truly sitting in fifth place at 72.8 points. And I also only have four guys left. I lost Kyron Williams. Didn't do much for me. I lost the kicker for the Aubrey, kicker for the Cowboys. I lost CeeDee Lamb. And I also lost Jake Ferguson, who, by the way, got me like 39 points. So at least if you're going to lose a guy, have them go big. And I know Trey lost Puka as well. At least got his money's worth out of him while he was in there. But sitting in fifth place, that is me. And let's go up to the next one. Looks like we go to Craig. Craig is in fourth place. He is at 81.22 points. He has five guys left. Looking okay there. Not bad. Let's see. 82.3. Jumping up to 80. Jesse is at 82.3. He is in looking like third place. Third place for Jesse, and he has six guys left, also looking pretty good there. And then we go to Mitch. I think Mitch is the one running this whole thing. He's at 85.62 points. He is in second place, has six guys left also, and the leader after the wild card round at 91.2 points and has five guys left. Looking pretty good here, Corbin. Looking at number one, Corbin, coming out of the wild card round. So we will see. I'll update this thing. I'll go ahead and give you an update just as soon as it took a little while. Trey didn't get me numbers until yesterday, and I'm pretty sure these games were over on Monday. So hopefully he gets me a little faster turnaround on the numbers next week, and I can get these out maybe on the Tuesday show. And get all caught up. Let's talk tight ends. I wanted to get to the tight ends. This is the last position we will cover in terms of overall final rankings. I'll get into some other stuff. We'll start talking about, you know, those that did, those that didn't, guys to look, keep an eye out for next year, all of that. But for now, just covering the rankings, the final rankings, and we'll start at the number one tight end. And I'm going to have to look this up. I didn't check. If this has ever happened before, has there ever been a rookie tight end that has finished number one overall in the fantasy rankings at the end of their rookie year? Well, Sam Laporta did that this year, 248 points. He finishes number one. He was being drafted, I want to say, as like the tight end 16, somewhere in there. So he definitely overperformed for you. Number two, Evan Engram at 230. Another guy that overperformed, right? We've known he's had the talent all along. Just a matter, I think, I want to say that he came up just like two receptions shy of the all-time record for tight end reception. So he was really close. He got to 10 in the last game, and I think he needed 12 to tie, 13 to pass it. So what a great year for Evan Engram. 230 points, finishes number two, 1 point ahead of number three. And I guess you would call this a disappointment. I know I felt like it was disappointing, but Travis Kelce finishes as the tight end three. He was the tight end one by like 150 points last year. So you certainly would consider this to be a down year and hopefully not a sign of things to come. I hope that, I hope that he can rebound from this. I hope he doesn't retire next of all. But Travis Kelce, number three, 229. Number four, George Kittle, 226 points. So he had a pretty solid year. You know, you were probably drafting him somewhere in that tight end five position. So you were overall, you're probably happy with the outcome. Kittle's very up and down. He's feast or famine. He'll have great games and then he'll disappear at times. But that's just, I think he's more a victim of the offense, more so than anything there, because he does everything. He's probably, I would have to argue, the best all-around tight end of anybody in the league, because he does so much in the running game and is on the field all the time. The receiving and touchdowns, and that is just a small piece of what he does actually for his team. T.J. Hockenson comes in at number five, 224 points. So he was really solid till he got hurt and you lost him for the end of the season. So that certainly cost. David Njoku finishes up number six after rallying late. Joe Flacco brought this guy back to life. So it leaves you wondering a little bit in terms of what the future holds for Njoku, because certainly Deshaun Watson is going to be back in the mix and throwing the ball, and didn't seem to be targeting Njoku in the way that Joe Flacco did. Trey McBride, another guy that finished the season really strong. Once Zach Ertz left with injury and then left the team, I think he ultimately accepted his waivers. Trey McBride looked great in the end of the season, especially with Kyler Murray in there. He finishes number seven at 191. Cole Kmet, really consistent. I had a little share of Cole Kmet in one of my guillotine leagues, and I just kept throwing him in there, and you know, he never really went crazy, but he was super consistent, and you could always count on about six plus catches out of him. Once in a while, he would get in the end zone. Just a really overall steady tight end here in a position that isn't easy to find somebody like that. Number nine was Jake Ferguson. For the Cowboys, 177 points. He comes in at nine and was pretty steady throughout the year. They thought a lot of us thought them letting Dalton Schultz go was going to, you know, be a mistake. But Ferguson stepped right in there and was oftentimes Dak's go-to guy. Speaking of Dalton Schultz, he finishes number 10. For the Texans, he was in and out of the lineup quite a bit, it felt like. A lot of little nagging injuries that cost him a lot of playing time. He ends up at 156 points. Another rookie in here, Dalton Kincaid, comes in at number 11, 150 points. He kind of blew up a little bit while Dawson Knox was out, and then kind of cooled off somewhat once Knox was in and he was sharing snaps with him and targets. Number 12, your final top, your final tight end one, Taysom Hill, 146 points. Just so hard to know what's going on with Taysom Hill and how they're going to use him. And it just seemed like a really hard season to judge and gauge when you should have him in your lineup and when you shouldn't. He was great at times and he was just awful at other times. Kind of a victim of that team. Number 13, Dallas Goedert, fought through injuries again this year, 141 points. Kyle Pitts finishes as the tight end 14, 137 points. Just, again, never really got it going. We're hopeful that they will find somebody, some coach that knows how to involve him in the offense. Either that or trade him. You know, Atlanta, just trade the guy. Get him to a team that will use him, please, because it's killing us to know what kind of potential this guy has. And, you know, yeah. Number 15, Mark Andrews suffered some injuries. Speaking of Andrews, I saw Mark Andrews in a lot of these lineups in our little playoff challenge here, and it was announced today that they are not activating Mark Andrews for the game tomorrow. So a few guys are going to be disappointed with that. They're going to get a big fat zero out of that Andrews position because you cannot switch guys in and out. You can't just say, well, I'll put it likely in there instead. A few people were drinking the Kool-Aid thinking he was going to come back for this game and are going to get burned by it. So, yeah, no Andrews. But he finishes 15. He'll be back. He'll be fine. He's going to be a top five tight end moving forward into the future as long as he stays healthy. Jonnu Smith comes in number 16. That tells you all you need to know, right? He was sharing snaps and targets with Kyle Pitts, and we end up with the 14 and the 16 there. He's at 133 points. Just a joke. Jonnu's pretty good and, you know, would be fine somewhere else where he could be the guy. Number 17, Logan Thomas for the Commanders, 126 points. Tyler Conklin comes in at number 18 from that mess that was the New York Jets. He actually was pretty consistent in a not-so-great situation there with the Jets, 123 points. Hunter Henry had his boom weeks. He finished at 19. 120 points, suffered from bad quarterback play there as well. Cade Otton for the Tampa Bay Bucks, number 20, 117 points. Number 21, Chig Okonkwo. A lot of people had him as the breakout guy this year. Just, you know, again, bad team, bad quarterback, bad offense. There was nothing happening. 113 points. Darren Waller spent a lot of the season hurt. Again, finishes as the tight end. 22. He was good when he was in there, just wasn't in there enough. 113 points. And it was the Giants, and it was somebody different throwing him the ball every single week. Number 23, Gerald Everett for the Chargers, 111 points. Just a disappointing season all around for the Chargers. And then Tyler Higbee, number 24, completely blew up his knee last week in the playoffs. So not even sure what kind of factor he's going to be next year. For the Rams, finishes at 24, 109 points. Biggest disappointments, I would say, Pat Freiermuth finishes as the 27. Dawson Knox finishes as the 41. And how about this one? I had to look up, games played, snap percentage, all that, because we thought at one time that Irv Smith was going to be something special. And there were a few that bought in on him going to the Bengals. And granted, okay, quarterback situation wasn't the best for him this year, but he was on the field a lot, and he played in a lot of games and still finishes as the tight end 62. So I think it's probably safe at this point to assume that Irv Smith is not going to be or isn't a thing. All right, so that's tight end position broken down. We've got games coming up tomorrow, Saturday. We got the 1:30 kickoff here on the West Coast, Texans at the Ravens. Ravens are 9.5-point favorites, 43.5-point over under on this one. Be careful. All I'm going to say is be careful. The Ravens should win this one easily. Obviously, the line says that. They are at home. Texans with the rookie quarterback, yada, 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 all that. But I just got a feeling. Got a weird feeling about this one that it might be a little closer than we expect it to. I'm going to take the Texans with the 9.5 points, and we're going to go over. We're going to go over the 43.5 on this one. Saturday night, we get the other bye team. 5:15 Pacific time, Packers travel to the Niners. Again, a 9.5-point favorite for the home team, the Niners, and the number one seed. 50.5-point over under. They're expecting some points in this one. Weather shouldn't be a factor as it is in Santa Clara, and it should be reasonably nice down there, I would assume. It usually is. Tang, give us an update if you can. What's the weather looking like for the game tomorrow night? He's just right down the road. I'm going to take the Packers. I'm taking the underdog with the 9.5 points. I think the Niners win the game. I think we go over the 50.5, but this one's just going to be a little bit closer. And it might be a late touchdown by the Packers that gets the spread on this one. Maybe the Niners are in a little more control, and the final score looks a little closer than the actual game itself. Maybe. We'll see. Sunday morning, we've got the Bucks at the Lions. 6.5 point favorites for the home team, the Lions, with a 48.5 point over under. I like the over again on this one. I think they're going to be flinging it around in the dome up there. Pretty funny question. One of the Tampa Bay reporters down there, and you know, we get in the playoffs, and you get people covering the teams that might be local news people, and they don't cover the team for the entire season, and then finally when the playoffs come up and then their team wins a game, and then so one of the questions that was asked of the coach during the during one of the press conferences by one of the reporters is, how are you preparing for the weather up in Detroit? It's going to be 23 degrees at game time in Detroit, and you know, without even batting an eye, it's like, you know, we're playing in a dome. Playing in a dome up there, so I don't think the weather will really affect it. Yep, and the reporter looks like an idiot. I'm gonna take the Lions in this one. They're gonna go ahead and cover the 6.5. I think the magic carpet ride for the Buccaneers season is over, and I think we'll go over the 48.5 points. We'll take the Lions there. So far I've got Texans covering, Packers covering, Lions covering, and then we get to the Sunday 3:30. This is a weird time. 3:30 in the afternoon kickoff. Chiefs travel to the Bills. Not sure what we're looking like weather-wise. Buffalo 78, help us out here. Maybe you're a little closer to that. Maybe you can give us a weather report. Bills are 2.5 point favorites, 45.5 point over under. And I so badly want to say the Bills are going to win this one. They're going to cover the 2.5 points. We're going to be under the 45.5, and we'll finally have a season here without the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl and all that. But I just can't do it. I just have this feeling Chiefs are going to go up there and find a way to win it and move on to the AFC Championship yet again. Patrick Mahomes, first time he's played a road game in the playoffs, so this will be an interesting test for him. But the Bills are just so beat up. So they're going to have to run the ball. They're going to need to, Josh Allen is going to have to dominate this thing on his own, and the Bills defense is going to have to step up and hold the Chiefs down like most teams have been able to do a pretty good job of making the Chiefs struggle on offense. But in the end, something tells me the Chiefs are going to find a way to win this one with the 2.5 points. We'll go under the 45.5. And those are my predictions. Texans, Packers, Lions, Chiefs. Not necessarily winning, right? Not necessarily winning, but they're going to cover spreads. I actually have the Ravens, the Niners, the Lions, and the Chiefs moving on to the conference championships next week. So nothing new yet to report in, kind of new, I guess. McCarthy is staying in Dallas. So we know that. So that's not going to be another opening. Still haven't heard anything in Philadelphia. Belichick is meeting for a second time in Atlanta, starting to look like maybe that's where he's going to end up. Harbaugh has also met there. He's been out in Chargerville meeting with them. I still think Dan Quinn is going to end up with the Seahawks, but we will see how those things work out. Nobody wants to coach for Carolina, so that's going to be, they're going to have to reach a little bit on that one. Nothing new on the Commanders. Let's see, anybody else? Raiders probably going to bring Pierce back, I would assume, once they get through all the legal stuff on that process. But we'll probably know more. We'll probably have an opening or two filled next week by the time I get back to air. So, yeah, kind of fun doing it this way. I got to remember how to finish this thing up, but I'll, you know, I brought you in with a little kahuna because it's fun to add in these little snippets we used to record back in the day to help us come in. And it's kind of funny, I don't have the advantage of that with the new way of recording, so it's kind of fun. And I you know, threw in some music. We'll see if Spotify allows it. We'll know when it all works itself out. But that's going to do it for me. 25 minutes, that's plenty of time for you to listen to me leading into the weekend. There you go, Trey. Got it done. Everybody's happy. We got the rankings. We got the standings. And we're ready for the weekend. So, for the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commish. Have a great weekend. I am out of here.